Chapter 6. Visit to the Consulate. After lunch, Kamal drove Tom to the British Consulate in Mesrutiet Street. He stopped the car at the gate.
Well, good luck, he said. I'll wait for you.
Tom opened the car door.
It's very good of you to help me like this, Kamal.
Thanks very much.
Not at all, said Kamal. See you later.
Tom went through the consulate gates. The old consulate with beautiful gardens round it looked like a palace. Tom pushed the big door open and went in.
I'd like to see Mr. David Pennington, please, he said at the reception desk. My name's Tom Smith. I have an appointment.
After a few minutes, a tall man wearing glasses came to meet him.
Mr. Smith, my name's Pennington. How do you do? Said the man, holding out his hand.
Tom shook Mr. Pennington's hand.
How do you do? He replied.
Come into my office, please, Mr. Smith. Mr. Dernier told me you were coming.
They walked up the beautiful staircase of the consulate and went into Mr. Pennington's office.
Sit down, please, said Pennington. Mr. Smith, I'm very sorry about your fiancée. It was a great tragedy. Please accept my condolences.
Thank you, said Tom.
Mr. Pennington took two files from his desk.
This is our report on the accident, he said, and this is the police report. I can give you copies of these, but perhaps you'd like to ask me some questions first.
Tom thought for a moment.
Mr. Pennington, he said, I think I saw Angela yesterday.
Pennington stared at Tom. There was silence in the room. Pennington looked down at his desk. Then he looked at Tom again. Tom was able to hear the noise of the traffic in the street outside the gardens. For a long time, Pennington said nothing. At last, he spoke.
Mr. Smith, he said, I don't think you fully understand. Your fiancée,
I know, Tom interrupted. Angela was killed in a road accident last weekend. Her funeral was last Wednesday. Mr. Dernier told me that this morning. But I'm telling you, I saw her yesterday.
Mr. Smith, I think you should read these reports carefully before you say anything more.
He passed the files over to Tom.
Can I get you a cup of tea or something?
A cup of tea would be nice. Thank you.
Pennington left the office. He came back a few minutes later with some tea. There was silence in the room while Tom read the reports. Presently, he looked up.
After the accident, Tom asked Pennington, how did they identify the body?
That was difficult, said Pennington. As you know, the accident happened on a dangerous road about 200 kilometres from here. Your fiancée's car crashed through a wall by the side of the road and fell down the hillside. The car burst into flames and was completely burned out. The body was very badly burned, so identification was difficult. But the police found your fiancée's handbag lying near the car. Her passport and papers were in the handbag. The police found out that the car was owned by a car hire company. Miss Thompson had hired the car for the weekend.
What about Angela's parents? Tom asked.
I'm afraid her parents don't know about the accident yet. They're on a camping holiday in France. The police are trying to contact them.
What was she doing on that dangerous road?
She spent the weekend in Bursa,
sightseeing. It's a very interesting old town. She was on her way back to Istanbul.
Tom thought for a moment. And are the police quite satisfied?
Tom asked.
Yes, said Pennington.
The police are convinced that it was an accident.
The file is closed.
And you people at the consulate?
Said Tom quietly.
Are you satisfied?
For a moment, Pennington said nothing.
Yes, Mr. Smith.
We are, he said.
Our job, among other things, is to look after British citizens in Turkey. We have looked into this matter very carefully, and we are satisfied that it was an accident.
Tom said nothing.
I really am very sorry, Pennington went on. I understand how you must feel. You've had a terrible shock. My advice to you now is to leave Istanbul. There is nothing you can do here.
I'm beginning to think you're right, said Tom. Perhaps I should go home. You know, I really thought I saw Angela, but now, where are you staying?
Asked Pennington.
The Ankara Hotel, near Taksim Square.
Will you be all right? Do you know anyone here?
I'm all right, thank you. I have a friend here.
Well, Mr. Smith, please think carefully about what I've said. I hope you'll take my advice. If you need anything before you leave, contact me. I'll be glad to help you.
Thank you, said Tom, standing up. Thank you for all you've done.
Not at all, said Pennington. I'm sorry your visit to Istanbul wasn't a happier one. Have a good journey home. Goodbye.
The two men shook hands, and Tom left the consulate.